We're going to take a look at some short-term security examples. Now, this is the link to the current short-term securities. Actually, they're a few months old. If you are so inclined, check out the fall 2008, spring 2008 examples, and you'll see that the Federal Reserve Bank has been raising interest rates slowly, and then they, since 2015, and then they, in 2018, started raising them much quicker. We'll discuss that in the presentation. So check out the presentation for more detail. But then if you're so inclined, check out what they were just a few years ago, before 2015, after the Great Recession. They were essentially zero. So corporations were able to borrow money, and the Treasury, with their Treasury bills, were able to borrow money at almost 0%. Amazing. So let's take a look at the short-term examples currently. Here are many examples of corporate paper. What a silly name, right? Do we have any bankers' acceptance notes? These might be bankers' acceptance notes. Probably not. Toronto Dominion Bank, they're probably just notes tied to the bank itself, not to individuals or companies who had used the bank to do their bankers' acceptance notes. And then we have some Treasury bills, okay? So how's this working? Ignore this, 11.17%. What does that mean? That comes from the fact that this particular mutual fund had 11.17% of its assets in short-term investments. In other words, they were a little over 11% cash. The rest of it was invested in stocks or bonds, depending on the mutual fund. And why would a stock mutual fund or a bond mutual fund have short-term securities? Well, just as you and I need to have some cash to meet our day-to-day obligations, so do mutual funds. And they don't go to a bank, right? They go to the financial markets and they invest in short-term securities. For the most part, in corporate paper, but we also see that this particular mutual fund has $502 million, because you have to multiply by 1,000, in Treasury bills. Now, notice that there's two numbers here, right? The Bank of Montreal is offering these notes, and notice there are several, paying between 2.17% and 2.24%. And why are there several? Because they're different maturities from November 7th of 2018 to November 27th. So these have already all matured, right? Remember, these are short-term securities. They're good for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Notice that these are the latest here, 2019. By the time you read this, or 2014, maybe you, by the time you read this, they will be just ready to mature, right? But you see how it works? The company here bought these notes, these corporate paper, these sometimes called just notes, these short-term securities, and currently at the time, at September 30th, 2018, they were worth $164,457,000. But when they mature, this mutual fund will receive $165 million. This is called the accrual method. Yes, they're paying you interest, but they're not paying you interest the way we think of, the way we get paid interest, or we pay interest to the bank. Instead, the corporate paper, the banker's acceptance notes, the Treasury bills are sold at a discount, and as they get closer and closer to the maturity, they get closer and closer to the face value of the security. Does that make sense? I hope so. Right. So, for example, the Treasury bills, which are paying between 1.95% and 2.16%, because they have various they didn't just buy one set of Treasury notes, they have purchased several. They are coming due between the 25th of October and the 14th of February. In fact, by the time you read this, most of these have already gone due because they're short-term securities. And they were worth, at this date, September 30th, 2018, $499,707,000, But when they mature, they will receive the full $502,100,000. Now, they don't have to wait until maturity. These things are highly liquid, which is a fancy way of saying that there's always somebody who wants to buy yours. So they can turn around and sell them before they mature. Does this make sense now? So this mutual fund has almost $4,902,000,000 of short-term securities. Why? Because the mutual fund itself has got over $50 billion in assets. So they have about 11% of their assets in short-term securities, and they have them in treasury bills, in corporate paper, banker's acceptance notes. So does that make sense? And again, if you want to see what's happened over the last few years, you can go back and take a look at fall and spring of 2018, and then take a look at fall of 2014 and see that, you know, companies had it made for several years. They were basically able to borrow money at very, very low interest rates. And now that interest rates are rising, people are getting more and more worried about the company's ability to pay these debts that they have incurred. So, hey, it's always a problem, right? I mean, you borrow money, you got to pay it back. Please now, or if you already have, take a look at the presentation on short-term securities. And I know they're kind of boring, but we got to get them out of the way and get to the good stuff, okay? Thank you very much for your excellent effort and attention.